This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India is in close and constant touch with its nationals in Bangladesh through its diplomatic missions amid unrest in the neighboring country. In a Shiomoto statement in both Houses of Parliament over the situation in Bangladesh today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said presently around 19,000 Indian nationals are in Bangladesh, including 9,000 students. He said the bulk of the students have already returned to India last month on the advice of the High Commission in Dhaka. Dr. Jaishankar informed the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha that New Delhi is monitoring the situation with regard to the status of minorities. There are reports of initiatives by various groups and organizations to ensure their protection and well-being. He said Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina had apparently decided to resign from her post after meeting with leaders of security establishments. He informed that she had requested approval to come to India for the moment and arrived in Delhi last evening. In the last 24 hours, New Delhi has also been in regular touch with the authorities in Dhaka. The External Affairs Minister added that the situation in Bangladesh is still evolving. In Bangladesh, the anti-discrimination student movement has outlined plans for the formation of an interim government. Coordinators of the movement have proposed Nobel laureate Dr. Muhammad Yunus as the chief advisor of the country's interim government. Nahid Islam, a key coordinator, made the announcement through a video message posted on social media platforms. According to the coordinators, Dr. Yunus has agreed to take on the role. President Mohammad Shahabuddin decided to form an interim government to run the country after Sheikh Hasina resigned as prime minister amid the raging unrest in Bangladesh, leading to clashes between police and the student protesters, in which over 90 people lost their lives. President Draupadi Murmu presided over the community reception with the members of the Indian community and Friends of India in Suva, the capital city of Fiji. The president hailed the contributions of the Indian diaspora living in Fiji. The president said she was happy to know that Girmit Divas is a holiday and also that Hindi is an official language in Fiji. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has clarified that minimum balance is not required for PM Jan Dhan accounts and basic savings bank deposit accounts. She was replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Rajya Sabha over charges recovered by various banks from account holders for non-maintenance of minimum balance. Under the Make in India initiative, 27 manufacturing and services sectors, including aerospace and defense, automotive and auto component, biotechnology, textiles and apparels, tourism and hospitality, education services are getting benefit in the country. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Jitin Prasad said the Make in India initiative was launched on the 25th of September 2014 to facilitate investment, foster innovation, build best-in-class infrastructure and make India a hub for manufacturing, design and innovation. The Indian High Commission in London has issued an advisory urging citizens to stay vigilant and exercise caution while travelling to the UK in view of recent disturbances in the country. The advisory urged visitors from India to follow local news and advisories issued by local security agencies and to avoid areas where protests are underway. The High Commission of India in London is closely monitoring the situation. In Kerala, the authorities today began search for more bodies at the Sunrise Valley area of Suchipara in Wayanad. A 12-member team was airdropped in the area due to difficult terrain. A helicopter has been kept ready to bring bodies. At the Paris Olympics 2024, Indian wrestler Vinesh Bogart beat Oksana Livarch of Ukraine 7-5 in the women's 50-kilogram freestyle quarterfinal and advanced to the semifinals. Vinesh will face Cuba's Yuznelis Guzman Lopez or Gabija Delight of Lithuania in the semifinals today, starting at 10:25 p.m. IST at the Shaw of the Mars Arena. Neeraj Chopra started the javelin throw qualification event with a monstrous throw of 89.34 meters and has qualified for the final, whereas Kishore Jena finished at the 15th spot in the Group A qualification round. In hockey, the Inter vs. Germany hockey semi-final will be played at the Yves de Manoir Stadium at 10:30 tonight. And with that, we end this news bulletin.